Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations and things.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I can't hear you.
Oh, nothing. Yeah, we're on the queue right now. You want to start out reading number 29?
Yes, I'll pick up reading. This is the Festival of the Trumpets. Numbers 29. The Festival of the Trumpets shall be celebrated on the 15th day of September each year. There shall be a solemn assembly of all the people on that day, and no hard work may be done. On that day you shall offer a burnt offering consisting of one young bull, a ram, and seven young male lambs, all without defect. These are sacrifices which the Lord would appreciate and enjoy. A grain offering of 9 quarts of fine flour mingled with oil shall be offered with the bull, 6 quarts with the ram, and 3 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. In addition, there shall be a male goat sacrificed as a sin offering to make atonement for you. These special sacrifices are in addition to the regular monthly burnt offering for that day, and also in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, which are to be offered with the respective grain offering and drink offering as specified by the ordinance governing them. 10 days later, another convocation of all the people shall be held. This will be a day of solemn humility before the Lord, and no work of any kind may be done. On that day, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord. It would be very pleasant to him. One young bull, one ram, 7 young male lambs, each without defect, an all accompanied grain offering, 9 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil, is to be offered with the bull, and 6 to the ram, and 3 for each of the 7 lambs. You are also to sacrifice 1 male goat for each sin offering. This is in addition to the sin offering of the Day of Atonement, and in addition to the regular daily burnt sacrifices, grain offering, and drink offering. 5 days later, there shall be yet another assembly of all the people, and on that day no hard work shall be done. It is the beginning of the 7th day festival before the Lord. Your special burnt sacrifice that day, which will give much pleasure to the Lord, shall be 13 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 young male lamb, all without defect, accompanied by usual grain offering, 9 quarts of fine flour, mixed with oil for each of the 13 young bulls, 6 quarts for each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts for each of the 14 lambs. There must also be a male goat sacrificed for a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily sacrifice and accompanied grain offering and drink offering. On the 2nd day of the 7th day festival, you shall sacrifice 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male yearling lambs, all without defect, accompanied by the usual grain offering and drink offering. Also, in addition to the regular burnt offering sacrifice, you are to sacrifice a male goat with the accompanied grain offering and drink offering for a sin offering. That is the reading out of Numbers 29, 1 through 19. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading. We have some callers. I'm your host. Be your host today. And I need for you when I call out the last 4 letters, numbers, when I call out the last 4 numbers, give me your name. 6611.
Auntie Care.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
9463.
Auntie Betty, good evening.
Good evening. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line.
We ask the Lord to bless this line as we attend this prayer service tonight and leave. To help us always to trust in your strength and with your help. We can overcome any challenge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I had another caller to call in. When I call out the last four numbers, give me your name, please. 7682.
Auntie Dot.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, I'll do a quick roll call. I got myself, Mom, Angela, Loretta, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Betty, and Auntie Doc. Did I miss anyone? All right, welcome. Okay, we'll move along. We got anything you have to say or read for tonight, please let me know. Okay, first I call Andrew. Auntie Carrie, anything you want to bring forth to the group tonight?
Auntie Carrie?
Yes,
I would like to read from Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Aunt Carrie. All right, moving along, I'll go to Aunt Betty.
Yes, I'm coming from the book of John, first chapter, first verse. It says, in the beginning, the Word already exists. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. God sent a man, John the Baptist, to tell about the light so that everyone might believe because of his testimony. John himself was not the light. He was simply a witness to tell about the light. The one who is the light, who gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He came unto the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But all who believe in him and accepted him, He gave the right to become the children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical body, resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that come from God. So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father, one and only Son. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty Alice John. We had another caller to call in. Caller, when I call out your last four numbers, please give me your name. 0768.
Auntie Marie.
Okay, thank you.
Good welcome. Evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Okay, we're moving along. Next, I go to Doc. Anything you want to... Auntie Doc, anything you want to bring forward to me?
Yes, I'm going to read Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know he that the Lord, he is God. He is that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and the truth endure to all generations. Amen.
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 Man. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Next, we'll go to Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out the red crescent. Humble yourself.
Amen.
We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us not to stumble. Our eyes are going to you, Lord, to see your holy way. Help us look ahead and seek you every day. With our ears, let us hear, Lord, every time you call. We give ourselves to you, Lord. We will obey your law. We give our hands to you, Lord. We lift them up in praise. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days. Our mouth we give to you, Lord. We shout with victory. We belong to you, Lord. Now we are living free. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Read my red prayer book. Next, I go to Marie. Anything you want to bring forward today?
And be joyful, mother.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, next I have Angela. Coming back to you. Anything you want to share with me tonight?
I'm coming out of Joshua 23.
Amen.
Ida is a legacy of obedience. One of the most difficult things in life is to perform an achievement or do a job following in the footsteps of a powerful and successful person. Such people create legacies laden with heavy expectations. Few people can pick up and carry such a weight without feeling burdened beyond their ability. But then, who certainly had the right to feel overburdened, it was Joshua. Moses had created very large footsteps for him in which to follow. But like Moses before him, Joshua became successful and powerful because he obeyed God. His obedience to God characterized his leadership. At the end of his life, he called all the people of Israel together and reminded them of what God had done for him and for them. God has fought for them and will continue to do so. Only one thing was to keep you busy, obedience to God. Like Moses before him, Joshua left a great legacy down to your usual expectations. So be very careful to love the Lord your God, Joshua 23:11. For any Christian and for all in Christian service, this is the only wonderful expectation on which we need to focus, to love and obey God. And true Christian leadership will always make this the center of its focus. The wonder in this expectation is that if we are obedient like Joshua, God will do through us far beyond what we think we can accomplish. This is a God-given legacy, and a God-given legacy never weighs us down but gives energy to run the race of first. Maybe you are about to begin a new task, following footsteps of someone else, or just continue to fight the good fight of faith where you are. Just remember, the primary expectation you must meet is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and spirit. Amen?
Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Angela, out of Joshua. Next, we'll go to Loretta.
My reading is out of the upper room, and it's called Difficult Choices. And you can get the reading out of Luke 22 and Psalm 51. And it goes on to say, there's not always easy because, like Peter, we remember what we did. It's hard to forget and forgive, and sometimes we're least likely to forgive ourselves. We can't change what we've done, but we can change how we behave now. We can choose to think before we speak and to seek forgiveness from those we've hurt. And we can choose to forgive ourselves. These are not easy choices, but they are good ones. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Loretta, out of the upper room. Now we'll move right along to our second shutting in. Reverend Loretta?
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Wileen, Mother May, Sister Angela, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Thomas family, the Laitler family, the Franklin family, Charlie and family, the Cody family, the Allen family, the Verna family, the Moore family, the Lenny and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Peters family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Simmons family, the Lowe's family, the Hurd family, the Ross family, the Moody family, the Brown family, Vanessa family, Essie Mayen family, Reverend Slappian family, the Williams family, Ruth Edwards, Death Kendrick, Mary Ann and family, Jarrell and family, the Johnson family, the McClure family, Eric, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for what Jesus done for us. And we thank you for the blood, but we know that there's still power in the blood. And therefore, we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, and that we ask that you supply them with all the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, that Loretta, for the sick and the shutting in. Now we move around along to our birthday. You have any birthdays for this month?
Mm-hmm. This one's 17th of February, we have Vicki Hoffman on the 27th. That's all that I should.
17th on the 28th. 28th. Okay, all right. We have someone, Auntie Dot, would you like to sing the birthday song for us again?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
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 Happy birthday to all.
Oh, amen.
Thank you, my God, for that beautiful song. Now we move to the part of our program where you got anything to share for a poem, poetry, song, or another Bible verse. And we'll start again with Mom.
Oh, that's it. Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 145, 1 through 9. And it starts with precious Lord. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. I am tired and I am weak. And I am worn. Through the storm and through the night, lead me home to this night. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Compassion is being sympathetic and partial of other distress and honestly desire to alleviate it. Jesus had compassion on the multitude as he ministered to their physical as well as a spiritual need. As God's messenger and member of the body of Christ, we must continue to demonstrate his compassion. The scripture instructs me, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. When faced with family suffering and effect of crime, homelessness, illness and loneliness, I am sometimes at wit's end. But the Lord's compassion prevent me from losing hope. His encouragement enable me to encourage others who are struggling to survive. God's faithfulness keeps vigil over us, not a will or a side goes unmoved. By our God, he supplies all our needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We teach our children about the compassion of the Lord. We must teach them that he will somehow make a way, and offer that way is made when we allow God to use us as instruments of his compassion in the world. Amen.
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 Our song. Next, I go to Auntie Marie.
You pass.
Amen. 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 Next, I go to Auntie Betty.
Yeah, I'm coming out of the workers, and I'm reading about Martin Luther McCain Day message. It says, the subject is what makes the great great, taken from the book of Mark, chapter 10, 35 through 45. On February the 4th, 1968, 2 months to the day in which he was struck down by an assassinate bullet, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. preached a sermon from the pulpit of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, using as his text this passion from the 10th chapter of Mark's Gospel. The world has come to know this message as the drum major speech, but actually it was a record Sunday sermon in which Dr. McCain, in real sense, preached his own eulogy, realizing that after all the threat against his life, he knew he might not live much longer. In that present Sunday morning, the message here, how he said he wanted to be remembered. If any of you are around when I meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell him not to talk too long. Tell him not to remember that I have a Nobel Prize. Tell him not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. Tell him not to mention where I went to school. I just want somebody to say on that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love and serve humanity. In other words, Dr. King did not want to be remembered for his award achievement or his accolade, as significant as they all were. Instead, he wanted to be remembered as someone who is striving to live by the mission statement of Jesus Christ, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to visit the sick, and liberate the imprisoned. Civil rights leader, academic scholar, compassionate pastor, loving husband, proud father, Dr. King were all these things, but at his core, Dr. King wanted to be thought as a memorized primary as a servant leader. Amen?
Amen.
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 You bet it. Okay, next we'll move along to Auntie Carrie. Any good news?
Oh, yeah. I was going to... From 1 John chapter 5. From 1 John chapter 5. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that love him, that begot love him also, has begotten him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are grievous not. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he? Who is he that overcomes the world? But he that believes Jesus is the Son of God. Amen.
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 Thanks for that reading. I'm just here out of first John.
Okay, I'll be coming out of the upper room again. And this one is called Spiritual Amnesia.
Amen.
And you can get the reading out of Psalms 145. And 1 Peter 3.
Right.
Recently, I was challenged to write down all the times God has intervened in my life, including answers to prayers or help that came undeniable from God. I spent days mulling over my past and God's involvement in my life, but I struggled to recall the specific examples. Stunned by my spiritual amnesia, I realized I was no better than the Israelite who forgot all that the Lord had done for them. Nevertheless, the number of entries I eventually recorded created awareness of God's activity throughout my life. When we ask for help in remembering, God help us recall the interventions we have witnessed. God wants us not only to remember, but to tell others how we have seen God work. When we are alert, we can see opportunity to tell others about God's help, his healing, and his peace, and how loving and powerful God is. We encourage others and glorify God when we make known what God has done for us, and we also become more mindful and thankful for our own blessings. So, what has God done for you lately? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that reading, Loretta, from the upper room. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share? Song or poetry?
Yes, I'm reading from the God Post. Lord, whether I'm having a hard year or just a hard day, help me to deal with it in a way that honors you and one I love. Hold my tongue and my temper. Give me a moment to collect my thoughts and settle my emotions before I speak or act. Let me find comfort and encouragement in those who love me the most, instead of using them as a target to unleash my frustration. Help me to be an example for your love, even when it's not easy to do. Amen.
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 Thank you for the reading of the guided post, Auntie Dot. Our next, have Angela. Any good news you have to share, Paul? A poetry?
I'm coming from Psalms 8:1. The title is The Majesty of God. When reflecting on the meaning of the word majesty, we are reminded that in its purest sense, it can be applied to no one other than God. For who other than God has absolute sovereignty and power? There is no more fitting phrase to glorify our Lord than how majestic. When we realize how majestic the name of God is, we are really saying how much we value God. When we realize how majestic the name of God is, we are saying that we realize how broad, how large, and how powerful Yahweh is. Psalms 8:1 reminds us of all the encompassing presence of God's handiwork, a blazing sun, a shining moon, a starry night, and growing grass. Although our God is intimately involved in the creation, he's more concerned about people than plants, more interested in souls than stars, more interested in us than the universe. Without a doubt, this is why the psalm concludes exactly the way that it begins. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. When we talk to the majestic God, we must say, hallelujah, to your name and thank you for your love. But it is the majestic God that makes our very existence possible. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now, well, that concludes our 2 hours of the show for the very fourth song or poetry. Now, does anybody have anything else they'd like to add before we come to closing prayer?
Yeah, this is Auntie Betty. I will ask for prayer for the Davis family. Robert David died on yesterday. He'll be funeralized on Saturday.
The Davis family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you. I also like to say a prayer for Travis Mercer for my daughter. She'll be flying to Miami this week. So I ask for Travis Mercer for her.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
Amen.
Also, I'd like to welcome my Auntie Marie back. We missed you last week.
Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Loretta. Now, Long, you come down with the closing prayer.
Oh God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the wisdom to know that we are created for your glory. We praise you for your tender mercy and loving kindness as we learn how to trust you in all things and to wait for your instruction. We pray daily for a fresh awareness of our dependency on you as we seek to do greater work in your vineyard. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help us through our busy week. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, bless Israel, our schools, and our prayer line. Heavenly Father, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we would like to give thanks to Hubert for a great job hosting the show tonight. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night.
Negative, redundant, repetitive. You can make it go away.